Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome, beloved, to Set Free Live. I'm Prophetess Deborah Taylor. It is a blessing to be with you once again today. We're thanking the Lord for his goodness and mercy. Amen. And we're going to go back into the Word of God now. Amen. We are doing a study on end time prophecy. On our last broadcast when we aired, we had technical difficulties in our broadcast. Failed to record, so we do apologize. I'm not sure exactly what happened, but we're going on now, and we're going to pick up in the Word of God, so I'm inviting you to get your Bibles and join us as we go into the Word of the Lord this morning. We are still again in Revelation chapter 7, amen, and so we're going to pick up now, and we're going to go on and get through this chapter, amen. Father, we're thanking you. For this day, we thank you for allowing us to be on this morning, and we just ask that as we go into the Word this morning, that Father, that you would just be with us and bless this Word, bless this time of sharing in your Word, Father God. Anoint your Word and anoint every listener, Father. Let this Word go down in our heart. Let it be food for our soul, Father God. And we're thanking you, giving you praise, honor, and glory for all things. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, picking up with Revelation chapter 7, we're going to read verses 9 through 17. After this I beheld, and lo, a great multitude, which no man could number, of all nations and kindreds and people and tongues, stood before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes and palms in their hands, and cried with a loud voice, saying, Salvation to our God, which sitteth upon the throne and unto the Lamb. And all the angels stood round about the throne and about the elders and four beasts, and fell before the throne on their faces and worshipped God, saying, Amen, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be unto our God forever and ever. Amen. And one of the elders answered, saying unto me, What are these which are arrayed in white robes, and whence came they? And I said unto him, Sir, thou knowest. And he said to me, These are they which came out of great tribulation, and have washed their robes, and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore are they before the throne of God, and serve him day and night in his temple. And he that sitteth on the throne shall dwell among them. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more. Neither shall the sun light on them, nor any heat. For the Lamb which is in the midst of the throne shall feed them, and shall lead them unto living fountains of waters. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. Amen. What a wonderful passage. Amen. Of Scripture this morning. Amen. Now, the first part of Revelation 7, verses 1 through 8, we read, amen, sometime back when we began chapter 7, talked about the sealing of the 144,000 Jews. Amen, as protection, because we're getting ready to go into chapter 8 shortly, and that's going to be where we will see the trumpet judgments and all. But God said to seal, amen, these saints, these people of God, amen, so that they would not be harmed by the judgments that's yet to come. Amen. But now here we're seeing, amen, tribulation saints, martyred saints, people that will be killed because of the word of God. Now, we know that after the rapture of the church, there will be people that will be saved, that will be born again. Amen. They will recognize, amen. Some of them will realize, amen, what has taken place. And they'll get their lives right with God. Amen. But these people, amen, will die as a result of their allegiance to God and their dedication to Him and their commitment to the Lord. Amen. It will cost their lives. Amen. A lot of times, you know, we say that now, Father, if it costs my life, I'm going to go ahead and serve you. But then when trial comes and things come and happen, sometimes we don't make it through the test. We fail the test. Well, the thing with us now is that we have to repeat it. But at that time, during this time, amen, these people are not going to be wishy-washy. Believe it or not, they're either going to serve God or they're not going to serve Him. And we today have the same opportunity to serve God or not to serve God. We know that we're living in grace. We know that the grace of God, amen, is in the land, amen. We are under grace, amen, God's unmerited favor. And a lot of times, beloved, sad to say, we take His favor for granted. Amen. We take it for granted. Well, I can do this, or I can kind of slack off here or there. Amen. And still, God will love me. He'll forgive me. But, beloved, we cannot take His grace for granted. That is not a good thing to do. Amen. Amen. The grace of God leads us to repentance. Amen. So we just can't take for granted that because I'm serving God and I know He's a loving God, and I know He's a forgiving God, and He'll forgive me. Amen. We jump in and out. But, beloved, this is a time for us to stay in the ark of safety. This is a time that we must dig in our heels, amen, and serve the Lord like we have never served Him before. Amen. We have seen this year the judgment of God, and we are seeing the judgment of God that has come to the house of the Lord. This may not exactly be on this line with the scripture, but I just feel led to just say this, amen. The reason I'm saying this, amen, is because God is really wanting us, amen, to get in a place with Him, the church, the body, amen, so that, amen, we're prepared, amen, for what we must endure prior to the rapture. Now, we know that we're not going to go through the wrath of God, amen. That's established in the Word clearly, amen. But we do know the word of God does say that many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord does deliver him out of them all. So there will be things that we will endure. We're seeing, amen, things go on in this earth, amen. And it should be a wake-up call for us to know, God, your word is coming to pass. Your word is true. When you speak a thing, it will come. Amen. And so it behooves us, beloved, amen, to just get our lives right with Him so we don't have to be in this number, amen, numbered with, amen, tribulation saints, amen, martyred saints. Glory to God. Amen. Get your act together now. I mean, this is what the Lord is telling us. Get your act together now. Get right with me. Obey my word. Amen. Walk in obedience. Amen. To my word. Amen. So that when Jesus, amen, steps out on the cloud, glory to God, when God says, go get my children, amen, we will hear, amen, that trumpet. Only those, amen, that are ready, beloved, will hear the trumpet. Glory to God. You're weighted down with sin, laden down with sin. You have a distraction. Glory to God. And that distraction will weigh you down. It will keep you, amen, on the ground. Glory to God. We don't want any weights on us. Glory to God. Because the word of God says, lay aside every weight and the sin, amen, that would beset us, and run this race, glory to God, with patience. Glory to God. So, beloved, you can make it. Amen. I can make it. We're going to make it in the name of Jesus. Now, this company, again, will be different from the ones in the first portions of this chapter. We know that. Amen. Amen. They're redeemed saints. Glory to God. They've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Amen. Now, after the picture of the church and the Old Testament saints with God in heaven. Listen, these are all martyrs. Amen. These are martyrs again. They're tribulation saints. Glory to God. And they're raptured at the end of this, while the Jews are protected through the trumpets and caught up to heaven and his throne in the middle, amen, of the tribulation. Now, and we will see that as we go on further, what's going to happen to these Jews, amen, in the first portion of chapter 7 that have been sealed. We will see what will happen. Amen. Now, these people here, they do not escape the tribulation, okay, because they missed the rapture. So they're going through a portion of it here. Amen. That's established, okay. Now, we know that they have white robes. Amen. And palms were given in their hands. This is a sign of victory and a sign of rejoicing. Glory to God. They will receive salvation. Amen. As we do today. Amen. They will be born again. They will accept Jesus into their heart. Glory to God. They'll follow the word. Amen. They'll grab it. They'll grab it like a sponge, and they'll eat it up and soak it up. Glory to God. That's what, you know, we have a hunger and a thirst. Amen. For the word of God. And the Bible says if you hunger and you thirst after righteousness, you will be filled. Amen. Now, again, these people will all be saved after the rapture. Okay. And a lot of these people will be martyred by the Antichrist. There's no telling how he's going to set that up, how he's going to kill people, what the edict will be. But we know as we go on, we'll learn about in Revelation 13 about the mark. And those that don't take the mark, you know, they won't be able to buy or sell or any of that. So it will cost them their lives. Amen. This man, this dictator, glory to God, will be, amen, a very brilliant man. And we're going to get into the Antichrist. We're going to get into it later on in the scripture. But, I mean, he'll be a very brilliant man, but a very shrewd man. And he will hate. Amen. He hates. He's anti. That means he's against all that is God. Amen. And the enemy is against us. Amen. That's why we don't need to play on his territory. Come on now. We need to get our lives right with God and really allow the Lord to really manifest himself in us. Amen. So that, amen, when people see us, they don't see us, but they see the God that is in us. Now, they will be rewarded. Amen. The rewards for being faithful unto death during the tribulation is displayed in the scripture in Revelation 16 and 9, Revelation 7, 14 through 17, Revelation 14 and 13, Revelation 15, 2 through 4, and Revelation chapter 20 and verse 4. Amen. Now, I want to read, amen, we're going on to chapter 8 of Revelation, and I want to read verse 1, just verse 1, amen. It says, and when he had opened the seventh seal, now we just saw, amen, what happened in the sixth seal, the seventh seal, amen, there was silence in heaven about the space of half an hour. Can you imagine this silence? Amen. There's going to be silence. Nothing is said. Amen. No hallelujah. No praise the Lord. You know how we are. Amen. We just got to throw up that hand and wave it. Come on. Amen. But there's going to be silence in heaven. And that's an awesome. When I think of silence, when I think of just before a storm breaks out, or, you know, there's a calm. There's often a calm before a tornado, but yet you can feel that there's something there. There's something about to take place, and there's something with this silence that's just awesome to me. Amen. Because we, the redeemed, will be in heaven. Amen. We'll be preparing for the judgment seat of Christ and the, amen, the great banquet, the marriage supper of the Lamb. Amen. There is so much in store for the saints of God. But at this point, at this moment, there's going to be silence in heaven. And verses 2 through 6 is preparing the angels, the priestly angels are preparing for the trumpet judgments. Amen. And I just love this scripture, how the Lord has this all laid out, letting us know again what's about to take place. Amen. Now, in this verse, in verse 1, 8, chapter 8, verse 1, the seals are resumed, okay? This seal is a fitting interlude between them and the terrible events of the seven trumpets. This silence in heaven needs no interpretation. It's clear and plain. There will be silence. Nobody will be talking. Nobody will be moving. Nobody will be doing anything during this time. Amen. All right. There will be silence in heaven. This is not displaying the earth. This is heaven. Amen. And we know all kind of chaos and carryings on is going on the earth. Amen. But this is a preparation, glory to God, for what's about to take place. Now, we're going to pick up on our next broadcast with chapter 8. And so I want you to read during the next few days, read chapter 8. Amen. The rest of the chapter, verses 2 through 13. Amen. We will go back over verse 1 again. But we're going to go on through chapter 8. And I want you to really read it. And we'll slow down just a little bit because we really want to digest this word. But before I end today, we have a few more minutes here. I want to go back to something and share just a little bit with you. You know, talking about the redeemed in chapter 7, there are some blessings, amen, that these saints will receive. And one, they'll stand before God. They'll stand before God as their Lord, not as their judge. They will realize that, you know, through everything that they had endured, amen, by giving their life to the Lord, they now belong to Him. They will serve God day and night, amen, because they will recognize, you know what, it could have been that I could have been lost. And it's a valuable thing to know when you have been saved from something, when someone has been saved from drowning or their life has been spared. Often they will not react the way they once did. It'll change them. And sometimes God has to allow things to happen to change us, to get us to where we really need to be. Amen. Now, they have God in their midst. They will not hunger anymore. And we won't hunger anymore. Amen. We'll have the same benefits. Glory to God. They will not thirst anymore. Amen. All the hungering and the pain that they'll suffer, amen, they'll recognize that all of that is over. Glory to God. Amen. Because they're now before the presence of the Lord. They'll have no oppression from sunlight. They'll not be oppressed from the enemy's hand. Glory to God. All the force of the enemy, amen, will be off of them. Amen. They'll have no uncomfortable heat. Amen. They won't have to worry about, amen, the violence, the fire, the rain, the brimstone. Glory to God. All of that will be finished. Amen. They will be fed by the Lamb forever. Amen. The Lamb will feed them. Jesus Christ will feed them. Amen. Glory to God. They will have plenty of refreshing water. They'll be able to drink the water freely. Amen. And finally, they will have no more sorrow because the Bible says that all of their tears will be wiped away. Amen. The most important thing is they'll have sweet fellowship and communion with the Lord Jesus Christ. Beloved, if you don't know the Lord, if you have backslidden, if you've grown cold in your heart, I'm encouraging you to come back to Jesus. Jesus is the best thing that could ever happen to you. Jesus, amen, died for your sins, sicknesses, diseases, hang-ups, etc., all of the above. He died that you might have a right to the tree of life. I encourage you, beloved. I encourage you, preacher, teacher, evangelist, pastor, prophet, apostle, if you know that you've gotten off, if you know that you've fallen into sin, come back to the Lord. Let the Lord, amen, cleanse your heart. You don't want to miss the rapture. You don't want to miss heaven. Amen. You don't want to miss out. You don't want to lose out with God. I want you to pray with me right now. Father, right now, pray with me. Father, I come to you just as I am, recognizing that I am a sinner, recognizing that my life is not where it should be. But I thank you, Lord, that you died for me. And I ask you to forgive me of all of my sins. Come into my life. Cleanse me. Bring about a change in my heart. I commit this day to serve you for the rest of my life. I thank you, Lord, for your work on Calvary. I thank you that you love me, Lord, that you draw me back to you. And from this day forward, I will serve you the rest of my life. Now, Lord, I thank you. I thank you for every listener. I thank you for those that prayed this prayer. And I'm asking you, Holy Spirit, to go down in, cleanse, deliver, and set free. Baptize them in the Holy Ghost, Father. Oh, Father God. Let the peace of God that passeth all understanding keep their hearts and mind in you. Father, from this day forward, we commit to run for you. We rededicate our lives to you, Father. We thank you, Lord, for your word today. Father, minister to everyone that may be broken in heart, that may be sick, that need healing. Father, you know, bring about healing, bring about change. Oh, Father, we thank you that we have your mercy and your grace. Your grace is sufficient. Hallelujah. Lord, we're thanking you now for your peace. Thanking you for joy. Thanking you for sealing us in the Holy Ghost. Now put the fire of the Holy Ghost back in those that have ran cold. Put running in their feet, Father God. Give them stability of mind. And Father, we're thanking you, we're praising you for all things. In Jesus' name, amen. Beloved, you have been listening, amen, to Set Free Live, brought to you by Women of Power Ministries. Amen. We're located in Lawton, Oklahoma. Glory to God. And if this message has been a blessing to you, we invite you, amen, drop us an email. You may email us at Deborah@WOPMinistries.org. You may also write us, amen, at Women of Power Ministries, P.O. Box 7192, Lawton, Oklahoma, 73506. We invite you to continue listening, amen, on our next broadcast. We will pick up again with Revelation chapter 8. Amen. We're going on in the word of the Lord. This word is rich, and we're thanking God for all that he is. If you have comments or questions, you may also call in during the broadcast. Amen. So on our next broadcast, we invite you to call in. Amen. With comments. Amen. We don't get into Revelation to get into a debate. Amen. We follow the scripture. Glory to God. If you have praise reports, if the Lord has blessed you in any way during this ministry, we want you to call in and let us know, amen, how the broadcast is being a blessing. Amen. Now, we have some exciting things coming up in the new year, and we'll be sharing those things as time goes along. We're going to have other guests on our broadcast as the Lord allows. Amen. We're thanking the Lord for all things and all that he's doing. I want you to keep listening and tuning in. Amen. And beloved, know that God loves you and he cares about you. Amen. Stay in the word of God. Keep the fire of the Holy Ghost burning in your soul and in your life. Amen. Stay close to God, beloved. This is an hour we must stay close to him. Stay in the ark of safety. Glory to God. Keep looking up. Amen. Keep pressing toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God. Hallelujah. In Christ Jesus. Oh, my God. Be encouraged, beloved. We're thanking him for his presence. Thanking the Lord for his presence. Glory to God. I just feel his presence. It's so rich. Amen. Want you to continue to tune in and be encouraged until our next broadcast. Amen. Know that God loves you, beloved. Know that he's with you. He will never leave you, nor will he forsake you. God is faithful. Amen. I see my time is just about gone. I want you to be blessed. Amen. Go to church tomorrow. Rejoice in the Lord. Rejoice in the victory that God has done for you. Until our next broadcast, God bless you.